All right, guys, welcome back to the Facts or Facts podcast. Today we're talking about the new CBA agreement between the women's national team and the men's national team. It just went down yesterday, and here are some of the descriptors for it. Okay, the women's national team and the men's national team in the next World Cup, which is 2022 and 2023, what they're going to do is they're going to take all the prize money from both teams. They're going to put it into one pool, and they are going to split that between the two teams. To make it quote-unquote fair, which doesn't make any sense because we live in a free market, and what fair is what you actually earn in that free market. Unfortunately for the women's team, that means they're not going to earn as much as the men's team because, well, let's be honest, women's sports aren't as popular as men's sports. And yes, I understand that the women's sport is getting way more popular these days, but it will never eclipse what the women's sport or what the men's sport is bringing in. Viewership, merchandise sales, ticket sales. People will not pay $400 or $500 a ticket to go sit in the nosebleeds to watch the Women's World Cup Finals, but they absolutely will go watch the best men in the world play and sit in the nosebleeds and pay $400 or $500 for a World Cup ticket for that. It's just what the market calls for. You might not like it, but that's just the way it is. That's how the market works. You can't all of a sudden overinflate the market in one way and just say, hey, look, this is what all of a sudden you're going to have to pay, because the attendance would go down for the women's sport. But for the men's sport, they know they can get away with charging that kind of stuff. You can't charge the same for a jersey per se. Things don't sell for as much, like an autographed jersey take someone that's a middle of the road soccer player is going to sell for more than some of your more famous women's soccer players. And the reason for that is just the men's game's more popular, especially overseas. Look, in America, it's one thing, okay? You can't judge popularity of soccer off of America's viewership, which is exactly what happened in a couple articles that I was reading from a few years ago. They were specifically stating that the Women's World Cup was the most aired or was the most viewed soccer match of all time in America, 15 million viewers. And I thought, well, okay, but you got to remember that soccer is the biggest global game in the world, and you can't base it off of the American viewership, whose soccer is not even in their top 5 or 6 sports that they view. I mean, for crying out loud, NASCAR is more viewed than soccer is. So you can't go off those numbers, because worldwide viewership is what's really generating the dollars, not American viewership. So I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to say, look, there's more people in America that are supporting the women's team. Well, okay, but that was for the World Cup final. Let's go round by round here. And I can tell you, round by round, the men's team brought in way more viewership than the women's, or game by game, the men brought in more viewership on a per game basis than the women did for those first couple of rounds. Now, in the last, this would be two World Cups ago, because the last World Cup, the men didn't even make it, which brings me to my exact point, okay? The women started complaining after the last World Cup that they weren't making their fair share, which is funny because they made a lot more than the men. See, the women, the way the salary broke down is in the last CBA agreement, what they decided to do is take a salary on a per year basis. And what that did was it reduced their bonuses that they got for winning or playing in games and things like that, because they wanted guaranteed income, which was great. Good for them. Like, that's really good. A solid way of negotiating. What happens, though, is when you win a lot, you could actually make more than whatever the salary was. So they were complaining that they weren't making as much as the men. Now, why would they say that? Okay. Well, here's what the men did. The men said, we're going to forgo a salary and we're just going to accept all the game bonuses. Every game we play, we make money. And if we make the World Cup, we get all of that bonus money. If we make the round of 16 or win a game in the World Cup, we get all of that money and we split it between our team. So that's what they decided to do in their negotiation. Well, of course, the women are unhappy, as they always are, apparently, when they have bad negotiating skills. And they complained about it, and then they took it to court and ended up losing, ironically enough, which no surprise there, because anybody can see, look, if you're bad at negotiating, we shouldn't reward you for being bad at negotiating. So now the new CBA comes out, and the women are like, well, we want our fair share. So what they're going to do is, not only are they going to get rid of the salaries, but now all of a sudden they're going to take some of the men's money as well. And whoever's the negotiator for the men on the CBA should absolutely be fired, because future generations of men are going to be, well, I don't know, because future generations are getting more and more leftist with this, which we don't believe in free markets and all that other stuff. But future generations of men should be really upset, because now it sets a precedent that, hey, all the World Cup money that you get should be split with the women, even though they didn't earn it, because they're not the ones that are competing to earn their spot in their, in your World Cup. They're playing their own. FIFA allocates funds to them. FIFA allocates funds to you. There's $400 million in a prize pool for the men, okay, and that's split between all the teams and based on how well you do and all of that stuff. And then there's this year, it's a $60 million prize pool for the women. You can say, well, that's a big discrepancy. No, duh, that's what the market calls for. Like, I am so sick and tired of people not understanding how freaking the market works, okay? If someone is in demand, they're going to get paid more. That's the way the world works, okay? Communism and socialism do nothing but ruin societies. Ask literally any communist or socialist country. Everybody who has been a communist or socialist country has either failed or been bailed out by a free market society. Every single one. And you're not going to be able to, like, look, if the men want to split their money, that's their deal, okay? Look, if you want to give away hundreds of thousands of dollars out of your own pocket to women who didn't earn it, then by all means, good for you. Like, absolutely good for you. Now you know what marriage is like, okay? But the reality is that you're now screwing over future generations of soccer players on the men's side by doing this. Like, if you're willing to, and I know for a fact that every man on that team doesn't want to see $100,000 or $200,000 come out of their pocket just because we feel bad for the women for not getting as much money. It's like, I understand the women are really good compared to other women, but they lose to 17 and under boys teams. Okay? We got to remember that women's sports are not as entertaining, and it's why are they not as entertaining? We've talked about this in previous podcasts. It's really simple. Okay? Men's sports are more entertaining because they're more physically gifted. You cannot argue that. Women can't get a 40-inch vert on a basketball court, do windmill dunks. Okay? You don't see 350-pound women playing football hitting each other really, really hard. You don't see them making acrobatic catches on the football field like OBJ does. Or whoever it is, Devontae Adams or Tyreek Hill. Like, you don't see them doing these things. Even your peak female performancers. Look at the women's game and watch how much slower women's soccer is than men's soccer. Men are faster on the pitch. They kick the ball harder. Their goals are more impressive. Women can do crazy things with a soccer ball. I'm not saying they can't. I'm saying that the men are able to do it faster and better. And they're also stronger. Like, it's more physical. You can say, oh, the women's game is super physical. Yeah, for women, okay? For women, look, I'm 6'6", 250. If you put me out on the pitch with a bunch of women, they're going to get slaughtered by me. I don't care how good they are. I'm not going to beat them in soccer, but they're not going to quote-unquote punish me physically. Put any professional soccer player or any college men's soccer player out on the pitch with a bunch of those women players, and they're going to get slaughtered by the men because biologically they're stronger and faster and going to be physically more capable. That's not knocking women, that's just biology. Women can do things physically men can't do, and men can do a lot of things that women can't do. Like, you don't, for instance, okay? I have a lot of friends that have moved over the years. I have moved a lot over the years. I've had family members that have moved over the years. I can tell you right now, I have never known a single person in my entire life to call up a woman and be like, hey, I need you to come and lift a bunch of these boxes. I need you to lift a bunch of these really, really heavy armoires. I need you to lift a bunch of these heavy dressers with me or a refrigerator. No, they always call the men in their life to come and lift all those things. You know what they call the women for? Because the women are better at this. They come and call them for decorating. And they call them to help unpack things or pack things a certain way because they're very good at that stuff. That's not, look, we are biologically different, which then when you translate that into sports means that, you know, the WNBA is not the NBA and it never will be. Why? It's not because they can't make as many threes or whatever. It's because it's not as fast, it's not as physical, and it's not as fun to watch. People want to watch guys fly through the key and dunk on somebody else. You will not see that in the WNBA. People want to see, you know, Vince Carter jumping over a 7-foot man and dunking on him. They want to see Kobe Bryant dunking on Dwight Howard. They want to see LeBron James dunking on everybody. That's what they want to see. You don't get that in the WNBA. Speaking of the NBA and WNBA, I'm going to end with this. Since everybody seems to be caring about women so much and they want women to get their fair share, I would like to personally ask the NBA to start splitting their revenue with the WNBA. I want to see guys like LeBron James and Chris Paul, who I know are a part of the CBA, I would love for them to start advocating that they take half of their salaries and they donate it to the WNBA every year. That $6 billion industry, I want to see them take that and basically take the $6 billion and split it with the WNBA, because that, in my mind, would be true progress. Will that ever happen? Hell no, that will never happen. You want to know why? Because money speaks. And if soccer players weren't so freaking stupid, they wouldn't have split that. They were backed into a corner. The article I read even said that they were trepidatious at first and they didn't want to do it, but they kind of felt a little bit on their heels and they agreed to it, which just basically tells me that the men's soccer team and the CBA who are negotiating for them are a bunch of pansies. Like, that's just what it is. They don't negotiate very well. If they had real negotiators in there, I can tell you right now, the women would never have ever seen a dollar of the men's dollars. Because it's a bad deal for the men. Okay, yeah, it's a win. Look, it is a win for women. You can celebrate that. By all means, go for it. But the reality is that it's a big, major loss for the men. They lose out on hundreds of thousands of dollars, possibly just within this next World Cup, but definitely over the next two World Cups. Especially if they qualify and get out of the first round. If they qualify for the US, for the World Cup, they get a $1.2 million bonus for the men to split within their team, okay? If they make it to the round of 16, which is out of the first round, they get a $16 million bonus per team, which is almost $1 million a man. It's like something like $300,000 to split or $400,000 to split. Depending on how they split it. If they split it with the managers and everything a certain way, but it's $16 million and they split that between a 23-man roster, which is almost $1 million a man. That's like $700,000. But depending on how much they give to, you know, managers and coaches and all that other stuff, or however they divvy that up, let's just say that they don't make $700,000 off that. Let's just say they make $300,000 off that. You're talking about now having to split that with the women's team, who, by the way, they're not the ones that got to the round of 16 in the men's tournament. They might get to their own round of 16, but they're getting their own money for that. So you guys let me know where you stand on this. Look, I understand where a lot of people are going to stand because we live in the world of wokeness and not understanding free markets. But if you support a free market, which, by the way, has allowed this country to flourish, I know Biden's trying to ruin that right now, but has allowed this country to flourish, then you can't really stand behind this because they're actually contradicting one another. Now you're basically backing the men into something. Now, I understand it's maybe a free market and they're bad at negotiating. The men are. So there you go. Better negotiators win out. So let me know your thoughts. I'd be curious to hear what you guys think, and I'll catch you guys in the next one.